All right, guys, Brandon Green here. Let's get into another reaction video. We've got the team here, Man versus Street. They're good conservative people, and they go around asking people what's going on. They've asked, has fat acceptance gone too far? Let's get into it. Of course it has.
Is it okay to be fat?
No, I don't think it's good for people to good be unhealthy. God.
I think it's okay to be fat. You know, everyone has different lifestyle habits, and their bodies are built differently, so.
What do you guys think about Lizzo? Do you think she's, like, healthy?
Fuck yeah. She's vegan. Like, she's active. I'm seeing her on TikTok. She's dancing. She's working out.
Do you think Lizzo is healthy?
I don't know if that girl's serious or not, or trolling.
No.
Why don't you think Lizzo is healthy?
Because she's 500 pounds.
What do you think about, like, Lizzo? Do you think she's healthy?
Yeah, I know she's big, like a bigger woman, but I don't know, like, if she actually eats really good. Like, she might eat better than me.
Looking at her, I doubt it. Unless she's got some fucking serious issue going on. Got a thyroid out. She might be fucked, actually. People get that big, like, it's got to be genetic, surely. Like, fuck me, she's massive.
So she could be.
Do you think it's okay to be fat?
I don't think it's okay to be, like, 1,000 pounds.
It doesn't matter how you look, as long as you're healthy.
800.
Everyone has a different body type.
Do you think you can be healthy and obese at the same time?
No. Those things are almost opposites in a lot of ways.
I think you can, just because a lot of times it is super mental, and it is literally genetic, where, like, yeah, sometimes you're eating healthy and your body literally, that's just how you look like.
I think people have, like, health issues that cause them to, like, not be able to lose weight as easily as others.
Do you think you can be healthy and obese?
I think it's a yes and no, because I know some fat people that literally are super healthy, like, eat the best and everything, they just can't lose weight. So I think yes.
Some people have to work way harder to be, like, more in shape, I guess.
So what if someone is, like, has high blood pressure?
There's a lot of apologizing going on here for the fat people, but there are fat people that go to the gym and they just stay kind of big, so I can understand that.
Sure, high cholesterol falls in that obesity.
But if you're fat as fuck and you eat fat as fuck and you've got everything wrong, cholesterol, blood sugar, blood pressure, then you're a fat fuck and you need to fix it, you know what I mean?
Category, would you still consider them healthy?
No.
I think healthy, like, depends on multiple things, like mental, physical, like, you know, your nutrition. Like,
a certain weight comes with certain health complications, so I don't know if those two can coexist, but I bet you those people sure are happy.
If you actually care about people, don't lie to them. Like, if I had a loved one that was overweight, I would want them to lose weight. Like, I think everybody's like that, so.
Because it's unhealthy.
Yeah, dude, because you're going to die sooner. You'll get cancer. I mean, like, I lost parents because they gained weight and they weren't healthy. Like,
the consensus is you can be healthy and obese.
Yeah, I mean,
even if you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, on the verge of a stroke.
That might not be your fault, but that's genetic, too. That could just get passed on to me, and I'm...
It could, 100%. But at the same time, people who are obese all have those same things in common.
Fair. I can't really argue with that. That's true.
Body positivity, do you think it creates, like, a popular...
When it's funny when fucking facts smack you in the face, isn't it?
...relation of more fat people.
No. Because body positivity isn't like, yeah, just go gain a fuck ton of weight. It's a community for people to, like, I don't know.
Do you think body positivity creates, like, a population of more fat people?
Yes. Because no one is getting shamed for their body size as often anymore.
So do you think body positivity creates...
Yeah, but these people surely wouldn't be confident about their fucking fat bodies. Even if it's been all allowed to be or made to be hushed and swept under the rug because of fat shaming. What the fuck? Like, surely they don't... They know that they're not attractive.
The population of more fat people.
I could be
wrong. Like, if you use it as an excuse.
There's someone that's obese and they look at body positivity and they're like, oh, it's okay for me to be like this, and they don't take any action. Do you think that's okay?
Not necessarily, no.
No, they've lost all will to live and they're suffering depression and they need to take a good hard look at themselves and get themselves right. And that's what a lot of people do when New Year's Eve comes rolling around. 1st of January, I'm going to do this. I'm prepared to be ready. Because people aren't ready until they're ready, and that's when they're ready and they're ready to fix things.
I don't think that's okay. like fat mannequins in stores. I don't think that creates a positive thinking.
Everyone has different body types and different bone structures, honestly,
also
too.
True.
Which can make you look more obese.
Like wider rib cages or bigger hips. Like, that's just your body. That's not even food at that point.
Yeah. I think body positivity is a good thing.
Even if you're obese,
yes. But not if you're unhealthy.
I don't think getting fatter is going to help that. I think that actually makes your problems worse. Like, you're unhappier and you're more self-conscious and you're not feeling good about your body, right? So if people want to be happy, they should lose weight because that makes you happier. Like, you're lighter. And I lost like 20 pounds in the last 6 months. And the number one thing I noticed is that, like, I'm just in a better mood, you know? You just feel better.
What would you do if your kids were fat?
I let them be fat. I would not instill an eating disorder in them and encourage them to, like, lose weight or whatever.
Instill an eating disorder on them? Fucking what? So she wasn't trolling. This is a fucking idiot.
Unless it was becoming, like, a general, like, problem.
Why do some parents do that?
Because they're trying to, like, form to societal standards.
What would you do if your kids were fat?
So they should.
It wouldn't be.
Why?
Well, because, like, they would just eat healthy.
I would try to get my kids to eat healthy and lose weight because, honestly, it's just difficult. It's worse on your joints. It's worse on your bones. So
now the truth comes out from these people just tiptoeing around the fucking... That's what they do. They just tiptoe around the truth. Here's the truth, and they just... Until they have to fucking... Oh, yeah. Fucking lefties, fuck. That's what's wrong with the world. Need Trump back. Trump 2024.